Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Testicles 1, 2. Testicles. Yeah. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. And this is the best show with the best content for the best listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. And I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Please remember to check us out at ParanoidRadio.com and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts that allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making it. Yeah. Now, this is the second installment this week. Third installment, if anything. We're also featured on Cult of Conspiracy Podcast once more. Make sure you check us out at Cult of Conspiracy Podcast. Make sure you check them out and give them a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. We spoke about some deep state shit. Massive shout out servicing one of you. And massive shout out to Cult of Conspiracies for allowing me also to get on their platform and sharing us. So we're going to be featured. Last time we featured John Kerwin on our show, and then we're being featured on Colt. And today we're featuring the deep state correspondent of Paranoid Radio Podcast. Allow me to jump in for the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood, striking where the iron is hot. I must call upon and summon the phenom, the lion from the East Coast, Perry, patriot, MAGA supporter, business owner, homie, co-host, Flashy_News1.
What up, everybody? What's good, baby? Let's go, kid. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fucking good. Thank you again for joining us, bro. That live we did on Sunday was fucking awesome. That shit was impactful. I mean, damn. What more can we do, right? Guys, we're doing lives now. Now, check this out. That was one. It was a little hard to get by. It was a little hard to get the rhythm. However, we did a very good job. It was well done. It was a straight shot. And you could tell that we have a balance and very, very minimal editing. As a matter of fact, I posted it raw on Instagram. Check us out on Instagram, Paranoid Radio Podcast, Paranoid Radio on Instagram. And Flash, for the people that do not know you, please introduce yourself and let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, man. Flash, little upstate New York, 20 minutes out of New York City. I am currently still on Instagram, and it looks like my shadow ban has been lifted. Follows. I jumped up to 19.5 now, 19.5K. Right in my boy Paranoid, neck and neck. So I'm excited about that finally. And I'm still on X2 as a backup, Flashy_News X. I'm excited to get it in, man. Information is power. Let's go.
That is right. Now we have an agenda. We have a script. We have points and stuff that we need to talk about. Now let me pull these up right before we start this conversation, bro. What the fuck is going on with this Chiefs massive blowout? People shooting each other, and then out of nowhere, the PSYOP has been completed. Start with that, big dog.
Yep. So I'm sure everyone heard by now, there was a shooting at the Chiefs celebration Super Bowl parade in Kansas City, Missouri. 22 people were hurt. One was killed. 9 children were also injured. Now, the first reports made it seem like it was just a random mass shooter. It was just somebody firing indiscriminately into the crowd. But then eyewitness testimony came out. And to find out, it was good gangs and violence. People that knew each other decided to take out their guns. Now, what I find interesting is that they did not shoot each other. Not one of these people were shot. They only shot innocent bystanders. So, you know, and then you look at Travis Kelce. Came out with a statement talking about gun control. Now, Mahomes' wife, the quarterback's wife, came out with a tweet about gun control. So this is the PSYOP is complete. Now, I'm not saying that this was a planned shooting or anything, but, I mean, it would kind of be perfect, right? The PSYOP would be complete. Now, I'm just waiting for Taylor Swift to come out here with the same shit about gun control. And now, listen, no one's stopping the government from taking illegal guns off the street. Shit, we'll even help you. Okay, so this isn't about gun control. This is about keeping guns out of criminals' hands, which has nothing to do with anything. Do you know what I mean? So, of course, they're not. So now If this would have went differently, if this was a white shooter, we would have been hearing all about it. Now you already see it slowly, slowly washing out of the news because the people were black and Hispanic shooters. They arrested them. They're in jail. There's no more threat. But it just goes to show, I mean, you know, these people are not going to let this go by without using it for everything it's worth. And now we're going to start hearing about gun control again, even though the guns were used were handguns and they were purchased illegally by people that aren't allowed to have them already. So where's the argument? Crack down on law. And you know what's crazy is Donald Trump had a task force that was working in Missouri, specifically Kansas City, Missouri, had a task force that was cleaning up those streets. Okay, they got more guns off the streets. As soon as Biden came in, he fucking undid it. And then the boom, the skyrocketing fucking killings and gun violence started all over. One of the worst cities in the country is Kansas City, Missouri for gun violence. Trump had it under control. Biden came in, took it, and now look what happened. This could have been completely avoidable.
You know what's, and you want, you know what also cannot be, it could have been avoidable if they would have stopped the lying. Because just recently you sent me this thing where we found out that the Russian collusion idea, the whole thing, was a fucking scandal. Now, wait, this is public knowledge. And is that only public knowledge? It was on mainstream news, dog. Bring that in, homie. That's a magic, massive victory.
This is the story we're being distracted from now. Right now they want to talk about a national security threat that fucking Russia's got nuclear weapons in space and all this stuff because they don't want people talking about this exact thing. Because if we remember, Donald Trump told us they spied on my campaign. The media said they couldn't even print what Donald Trump said because it wasn't provable. Oh, but they were so quick to print every fucking conspiracy theory regarding Russia collusion, they didn't have to fucking make sure that was real though, right? And Donald Trump, this is why I always call Donald Trump a whistleblower. Donald Trump had the highest security clearance in the country as the president. He's seen it all. Every single declassified thing, classified, top secret, not secret, all of that this man has seen. So he's telling us things. Without breaking the confidentiality, and I'm sure he has, you know, under certain rules, espionage, you can't let certain secrets in, right? But so when he tells us these things and people want to just brush it off like Trump being crazy, no, take Trump very, very seriously. You don't always have to take him literally, but take him very seriously. Okay, so when he says they spied on my campaign, that means he saw the evidence that they spied on his campaign. He wasn't just talking shit. Now a whistleblower came forward to the two reporters that did the Twitter files, Matt Taibbi and Schoenberger, really two left-wing. First of all, they're left-wing. These guys are Democrats. Okay, they got radicalized because of the Twitter files, and it really woke them up to the left's corruption. And ever since then, they've been digging, and now people are going to them. So a whistleblower inside the intelligence community went to them with documents, with proof that the CIA, under Obama's direction, went and started opening spying investigations on 26 different people around Trump. Now, how they did this, they subverted our Constitution by going to other countries. It's called the Five Eyes: Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United States, right? They all, and England. We share intelligence because we're all allies, right? So they have a CIA, we have a CIA. So our CIA hit them up and said, listen, I need you guys to open an investigation on these 26 people. Right, because we can't do it because it's illegal. So these countries did it for our country, completely invented the whole Russia collusion hoax, all of it, every single thing was made up. There wasn't one bit of truth to it, even how it started. They said that they heard one of Trump's people talking in a bar, that they had dirt on Hillary, that the Russians gave them, all made up. And a long story short, this is what treason looks like. Okay, this is what treason looks like. And they're not going to get away with it. Okay, we are still in the show me phase of this information. Now this can't be denied. You can't call Trump a crazy conspiracy theorist. You can't call MAGA a bunch of idiots. Every single thing they said about Trump turned out to be a lie. Every single thing Trump said about them turned out to be true. And now we have the proof.
And this is on all platforms and mainstream media. So if you haven't even seen it, this is not Paranoid Radio telling you, bro. This is Paranoid Radio telling you and emphasizing what others have been talking about for a very long fucking time. And Donald Trump has been right and accurate since the fucking beginning. It doesn't matter if you don't think or you don't like Donald Trump. The fact is they lied. The fact is they fucking try to spy on him and then bring him down while being a president. The fact is he is going through all these issues that the liberals and the fucking blue department, the fucking Democrats, put for him. This is true. They have weaponized the government and the judicial system to bring down Donald Trump from the beginning. And it only shows how afraid they are, bro. This is real. You know, it's
and you know what's crazy is that Donald Trump is the cleanest man in the world. This man has been investigated by the CIA, the NSA, fucking CISA, the fucking FBI, every single thing, his taxes, his money, his banking, his properties, every single thing. Nobody in the history of the world has been investigated this much. And what did they come up with? A big fat zero. So much so that they actually invent crimes. They actually had to invent crimes that Donald Trump committed because this man is so squeaky clean. Name me one other person in politics that could go through that much shit, that much investigation, and come out the other side clean. I'll wait. Because it ain't happening.
You know what? It's almost like if we're numb, it is almost like we're fucking, we love to be blind. It's almost as if we don't give a fuck because they've opened the doors, and I'm not making this into an immigration rant, but they've opened the doors, and we are witnessing the people that are awakened, the people that I've noticed, the people that are actually reading between the lines. We are noticing that the collapse of the United States of America is happening now, bro. It's happening right now. They're setting up, because they know that he's inevitable, they're setting up so many failures and red flags, so many corruptions, so many wars within our fucking country. All these immigrants shooting people, jacking people, crime rates through the roof. I mean, it's a clown show of how they're destroying, dismantling, not only dismantling the United States from within with people, but also dismantling the fucking U.S. dollar. So that when Trump comes in, he has more to bear with than ever. And it's almost impossible. And it's going to make him look responsible for all the shit that's happening around him. Kind of like what happened with 2020. People judged him for what happened in 2020 with the fucking shots, with the COVID bullshit, with Operation Warp Speed. We even covered that part too. Operation Warp Speed was not Warp Speed to get the shot, but to throw them off track on their timeline. So a lot of people don't see that. They only see, oh yeah, but he's part of it. Like, yeah, read between the lines, dog, you know?
That's right. And with that, that's actually really, because, you know, that's a big knock on Donald Trump and the vaccine. Why did he push it? Listen, Operation Warp Speed stopped the Great Reset. Okay, full stop on that. Really understand what that means. Okay, they wanted us locked down for 5 years. That's what they said. They said if we cannot open the economy, the world's economy, until we get a vaccine. Now, what did Trump do? He tried to push ACQ, right? Therapeutics first. He tried to say, put light in the body, all of these things that he wanted to say before the vaccine. He said, listen, let's try ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And then he was attacked for it relentlessly. And listen, he was trying to still win another election. Okay. So this is the whole world was begging for a vaccine.
Win. Yeah.
What was that?
Which he did win.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly. So, you know, he was trying to toe the line and the whole world was begging for this vaccine. Okay. So then he was like, all right, you want one that bad? Okay. He had to make a decision. Either let the world's economy crumble and usher in the Great Reset, right? Or get this vaccine that was coming out no matter what, no matter who the president was, they were coming out with that vaccine. Okay, so let me rush it, have people question it because it was rushed, and then never would have mandated it. He never would have mandated that vaccine. It was always up to the people. And he always said, this is for the elderly and for the sick. That's not for children. And yes, that vaccine actually did help the elderly, the people that it's for. Okay. It hurt the people that needed it the least. And that's why Trump said this vaccine is not for kids. And he kept talking about it because it was always the left saying that they wanted a vaccine. Okay. You got it. I got you the most beautiful vaccine ever. Now you take it. Now, if we were in a cult, we all would have took that vaccine.
What?
Us coming against it proves that we're not in a fucking cult and that we don't just mindlessly follow Trump's lead. We're smart enough to think for ourselves. Just because he told us to get it, did we get it? No, we were the ones who pushed back on it and we were the ones who saved your ass from not taking it.
Do you think that if we would have been in a cult, or do you think that if we would have really wanted to be in an insurrectionist group, you think we would just had to hit the fucking DC? No, we would have hit every single fucking capital in every single state, because not only one group of MAGA supporters in one state. They are fucking hundreds and millions and thousands of people everywhere spread. There's people around the world waiting for Trump to come back on a global scale. It's 100%. Not just the United States, bro. This is on a fucking, on a global fucking theater, bro. Now,
who was president? Who was president on January 6th still? Trump ran an insurrection on himself? He was still the fucking president. He was in charge of the federal government. It's so ridiculous that this fucking shit is even being called an insurrection. And now we're seeing all of it crumble. He hasn't been charged with insurrection. If you're, see, that, and then the left is saying,
footage. The footage came out.
Well, yeah, and we have all that too, right? So,
and people forgot about that. It went over people's heads because they're tired. You know why it goes over people's heads? Because they're tired. They're tired of the J6 insurrectionist. J6 insurrectionist. The media fucking bombards you with so much that you start to believe it, or you get sick of it. You get sick of that fucking same routine. People come and as soon as they hear J6, turn off the fucking TV, turn off the fucking radio, and they don't listen to the fucking the other part of it, the ending portion of it, that there was over 4,400 hours of footage out there proving that the FBI was involved, that the cops were opening the doors, and that the insurrectionist didn't kill anybody, but got killed and then got arrested for getting killed. It's sick.
Exactly.
It's
and the pipe bombs were fake. The pipe bombs were fake. The bomb sniffing dog, that the new video that just came out, it's not my story. Mm-hmm. There's a video of the bomb sniffing dogs 20 minutes before they was found. They were sniffing right in that area. They didn't sniff shit. You're telling me the one time that that's their job, dog, bomb sniffing dog, they're going to smell that shit. That means there was no explosives in
dogs
it. It was
just a pipe.
It was just a pipe with a little timer on it. Ridiculous, right? So all of
it's
these
the fucking crack pipe. It was probably Hunter Biden's crack pipe. yo. So the deep state's done with Biden? Explain.
Oh man, yeah. So this is a good one, man. So everyone knows now about the special counsel Herr. His report came out about Biden's handling or mishandling of classified information. Right. So it was a long investigation. Pretty much the same investigation that was going on with Trump. The only difference is Biden never had a right to take those. He was a senator and a vice president. They don't have the ability to take home documents. Only a president does.
He doesn't remember being a vice president.
That's crazy. Under the Presidential Records Act, Trump actually has an argument to keep those documents. Joe Biden did not, right? So now we find out that what was in those documents was stuff about Afghanistan, stuff about China, stuff about Ukraine. Oh, the same countries that have been buying influence in the Biden administration. Oh, okay. So now we find out. So the only reason why Biden wasn't charged with a crime in this case, according to the special counsel, was because a jury would not find him fit to stand trial. But he's a fit to be the president. Wow. So that's his words. He's not now they're such in a corner now, because the whole time they've been calling Trump crazy, MAGA crazy, for saying the FBI lies, the DOJ is politicized, all this shit, right? Now they're saying the same exact shit, that this guy's a liar, the DOJ is politicized, he's a Republican. This is, but I thought the DOJ and the FBI were above reproach. I thought that they were the fucking most best institution that we have, and they would never, ever lie about something so crazy. Oh, until it happens to you. But the only difference is this man wasn't lying. We all see what we saw. Now the only question is, why would they let this happen? Because this had to go through Merrick Garland, the AG, who's the head of the DOJ, and he had to see this. He had to approve it. That's Joe Biden's boy. This is Joe Biden's Department of Justice. So the only reason they would allow that to come out is because they want to force Joe Biden to either step aside, resign, whatever. But they got to do it in a way that doesn't hurt the party. That's the thing. They can't just shut him out of there. They can't 25th Amendment him. The 25th Amendment is where all your cabinet members get together and decide that you're a little too crazy to be president, and then they yank you. So if they were going to do that, that would just be confirming everything we've been saying. Right, that he's bad is crazy. His mind lost.
And Univision, and I'm thankful to the Lord. I thank the Lord that Spanish was my first language, because now I can read between the lines in Spanish too, and what they're feeding the Latino culture, bro, the Latino community. Yo, Univision already announced, and I'm gonna find that snip and I'm gonna send it to you, dog. Yo, they announced that Big Mike has more of a popularity vote without even being on the ballot. They already announced that fucking Michael Obama with the fucking dick, Michael Obama, Michelle, aka Obama's husband, there's more of a popularity chance that she's more popular in the within the community in California than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is fucking tanking.
Anybody is at this point.
They're announcing it. Karmic retribution. And I really hope that doesn't happen. Because, I mean, anything could happen at this point, right? But, like, dog, like, they're already playing little chess parts, and they're already letting you know what's going to happen, like, dropping the little breadcrumbs of truth around you. It's wicked. They're
putting some feelers out. I mean, if I had to make a prediction right now, I'm still 50-50. If they do switch him out, I don't think it's going to be Michelle. I really don't, because now polling is coming out, Michelle Obama versus Trump. She's getting her fucking ass kicked. Nobody wants a fourth Obama administration. Okay, that's what it would be. It would be a fourth Obama administration. And see, Biden has hurt the party so much with all of this shit. So now the special counsel came out, pretty much confirmed everything that we've been saying, and they're still out there defending Biden like he's the best. See, this is the thing. They're all going out there. Everybody in the administration, all the Democrats, Joe Biden is on top of his game. I gotta make sure my game is right before I go talk to Joe, because he's gonna answer all these questions. He's so fast. Then why don't we see it? What he gets in front of the camera and he just fucking goes retarded? Like, so then what are you talking about? So now this is just highlighting how they will lie and lie. They will piss on your face and tell you it's raining. The economy's in shambles, but they're telling us it's great. So this is what Joe Biden is dragging the whole party with him. They don't know how to get rid of him. This is when I talk about the warring factions inside the deep state.
That's what I was going to be the next topic. How is this?
Obama, right? Obama wants Joe Biden out of there. He didn't even want him to go the first time. So he always says, there's a famous saying that Obama says, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to fuck something up. That's what Obama said. That's a quote. Okay, so he knows he wants him out of there, but he can't do it in a way that's going to make them all look crazy, right? So then you have Biden's administration who wants to stay in power because they have power. Why would they want to let it go? So now they don't know what to do. Now Kamala Harris is in the background, right, waiting, saying she's ready to serve. And now what are they going to do? They're going to go ahead and kick her out and put in a white man like Gavin Newsom? You're going to go ahead and kick out the first black vice president? Of course, they are so, I am telling you right now, bro. And this is why they are panicking, because they can't steal it again. They can't keep lying. They can't keep spinning. What are they going to do? It's 50-50 if they switch him out. But I really think at this point, they might be stuck with this guy, man. And they're going to put him. They're going to run him. And Joe Biden is going to get his ass kicked. No matter who they put up right now, they're going to get their ass kicked, because they have lost the war on information. That's just what it is now, bro. Nobody's watching the news. Everybody's coming to fucking Paranoid or X or whoever, all these other podcasts. They don't know what to do, bro. So I really think it's 50-50 if they switch him out. Something bad could happen, like he might fall and hurt himself. That's what I'm thinking might happen, is that something physical is going to happen to him. He's going to fall, hit his head, or he's going to have a stroke. That's really the only way, because then they can get a little bit of, you know, a little bit of sympathy along with everything else. You know, you don't underestimate these people's ability to switch the whole shit and hit us with a surprise. I just really think that Biden doesn't want to leave, and he is the president. So what are you going to do with the guy? I can't wait, bro.
I think war is imminent this year. And you know what's funny that you said that people are coming to Paranoid, and the name of the show is called Paranoid Radio. Like, once Donald Trump wins, man, I'm not going to be so paranoid anymore. I'm going to have to change the name. yo, we fucking smashed this little 30-minute episode in and out. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, I also want to take the time to let you guys know properly that a Paranoid Radio podcast is going to start now doing merchandising on shirts.
I decided
to start fucking making shirts with the slogans. One of the first shirts that's going to come out is Donald Trump is the closest thing to Jesus Christ. And I'm copywriting that. This is one of the best things that I've ever said here. I don't believe in my heart, but do know that people are going to get really, really emotional when they see that shirt come out and other things. And also, guys, Flash is now doubling up on his episodes. If we're not doing lives, he's doing FNFs, which is Flashy News Flash, every other week. So if he does a Flashy Friday this week, next week, he'll drop a Flashy News Flash, which is a 7-minute to 10-minute Flashy News Flash, where he brings up all the stuff that happened that week, beating the media and striking while the iron is hot every single fucking week on Paranoid Radio Podcast. Now you can also watch episodes and listen to episodes on ParanoidRadio.com. Flash, what are your final words for this amazing episode, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little update on Fannie Willis and what's going on in Georgia. Right now, Fannie Willis is currently in court herself for misusing federal funds and having an inappropriate relationship with one of her employees. So, in fact, Fannie Willis's court case started before Trump's. And Donald Trump is in the courtroom in her court case watching her ass be on fucking trial. Oh, yeah. The boomerang is coming. Okay, might not happen as fast as we'd like, but it's coming, because they broke so many rules just to get one man, and they expected him to quit. And if they didn't expect him to quit, they expected us to quit. And now that nobody is quitting, they are forced to sit there and eat the bowl of their lies live on fucking camera while the world is watching. Nothing can stop what's coming. Let's fuck.
Let's fucking go. That is Flash underscore News One, my deep state correspondent. God bless you. God bless your family, dog. And God bless the United States of America. Yo, everybody stay tuned. This week we're dropping bombs of knowledge. And this episode is dropping in the next 2 hours from where us right now striking while the iron is hot, fresh off the press, baby. Make sure you follow Flash underscore News One and let him get to 20,000. Oh, man,
we're next to next.
You got to 19.5. I got to 19.6. I'm right behind you. All right, big dog. Check us out. Thank you so much, Flash. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast. Check us out on
Paranoid
Radio.com and jump on Flash Radio Podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making. Peace out, people.
Peace.
Paranoid Radio.